This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the BetMGM Network on a Friday morning good time edition. Coming up in our final 60 minutes, more on that crazy story involving the FBI arrests on Thursday, which have shaken up the entire NBA. In 20 minutes, time to tell you the games we like in the NFL and the college game this weekend when we pick six. And yes, the Donkster is here along with our best bets. That comes your way at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream on BallySportsLive.com. You can also download the Bally Sports Live app, and we are streaming on X as well. Tip of the cap. Good to see you on this Football Friday. We start, however, in the NBA and the story that has just rocked the league. This broke yesterday morning with about 40 minutes left during the show. It evolved throughout the day. The FBI had a press conference at 10 a.m. Heat guard Terry Rozier, Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups, each arrested by the FBI for illicit gambling. In total, 30 people have been arrested. The story is absolutely bonkers. Rozier accused of participating in a sports betting ring that used insider information leading to bets on 7 games in the NBA from March of 2023 to March of 2024. In 3 of those games, players allegedly removed themselves from those games to influence outcomes. Chauncey Billups has been charged separately as being part of an underground poker game with ties to 4 different New York mafia families. Allegedly used his celebrity status to attract victims. These games involved all sorts of ways to cheat the system: illegal shuffling machines, special contact lenses, x-ray tables. Once the players lost, they were threatened with violence. And then, on top of all of that, a former Cavaliers player and coach who played with LeBron James back in the day worked with the Lakers at one point as an assistant and texted a conspirator who said, "Bet big on Milwaukee," because he knew that LeBron James was not going to play that night. Here is Justin Tremaine on the potential impact of these charges on Sirius XM Radio.
The NBA concludes their statement by saying, "We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains our top priority." So that's the statement from the NBA. And that last line, I think, sums up this whole thing, because that, Sam, as you know, has to be number one. We have to trust what we see out there on the court, or it all falls apart. And you could talk about all the other scandals we've seen in recent years, but you're in a situation here where I think this is far worse, if this is proven to be true, than anything Sterling did, anything Sarver did, because as despicable as that behavior was, it didn't impact the integrity of what was taking place on the floor. This does. So this might be the biggest moment and biggest issue that Adam Silver has ever had to deal with.
I'm not kidding when I say I think this is absolutely one of the biggest stories to rock the NBA ever and one of the biggest stories to rock the sports world ever. When you have organized crime involved in illegal gambling in a professional sport.
First of all, this is a lot to process.
Yes.
This feels like you are watching an entire season of like some drama, you know, on Netflix. It has so many twists and turns where you're just reeling. You're like, where do we even start? Because I think the first piece is Terry Rozier, somebody who has earned over like $120 million in the NBA. And so they're saying, okay, there was one night where he said he was going to like act like he had knee pain, come out of game. He told a bunch of his friends that, you know, hey, bet the under, points, rebounds, and assists. And they're, you know, saying that they had all of the friends come home after the game, and they all counted their cash on the table. I'm like, how do they even know this? So like that by itself is a wild story. And the fact that he would risk it all for $200,000, like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, I understand people make bad decisions, but like you had to know that you would come out on the other end of this. And that's the thing. Since sports betting is legalized, it is so much easier to catch a lot of these guys. And I understand that's not a great silver lining right now for the NBA, is that, you know, we say, hey, well, at least these guys are getting caught. Doesn't feel like much of a consolation prize for a league that is now dealing with all of these accusations that, you know, the league is rigged. Isn't that the worst thing you could say about a league?
Yes. The crazy thing about this to me is the Chauncey Billups allegations here. This is a guy who was an NBA Finals MVP. He has made tens of millions of dollars in his NBA career, and now allegedly he's part of a poker ring, an underground poker ring with ties to the mafia and like classic mafia families. The Bonanno family, the Gambino family, the Lucchese family, Apparently, they drew in people saying, hey, you can meet Chauncey Billups. And then people sat down. And what they used to manipulate these poker games is absolutely wild. X-ray glasses or contacts where you could see marked cards, earpieces, shuffling decks that had been manipulated to switch up the cards. And all for what? All for what? To ruin and soil your reputation? When you're an NBA champion and you're an NBA head coach, why in the world, as a side hustle, would you want to get involved with the mafia? And the FBI has been investigating for 4 years, and once you bring in the feds, then you're really in trouble. I just don't understand this at all.
Yeah, from a risk-reward standpoint, like he wasn't even getting paid that much.
Right.
It was something like 10%. It's like, okay, you get $100,000 to ruin your legacy. And listen, I don't know how much he knew about like the mafia and some of these families, but like the thing is, it's not just money you are risking. It feels like it is the safety of your life, you know, in the long run, because, you know, you hear about some of the things that they do and like maybe they exaggerate it in the movies, but I'm pretty sure they don't. So he was risking it all for this. And for what? $100,000? Come on, man.
And the stories are horrifying, too. You mentioned the one about Chauncey or Terry Rozier and his friends counting money. There's a story about one gambler who lost $1.8 million as part of this illegal gambling scheme. And once these guys were caught up in the mix, didn't matter if it was illegal or not, they were obviously losing money, and then the mafia came in, and they would threaten these people to pay off their debts. Pay them or you're going to get hurt. And so all of this, of course, trickles up to the NBA and makes you question what in the hell's happening. And the NBA has had scandal before. Remember the whole Tim Donaghy thing when he was a referee in the NBA and he admitted that he was taking money? You never need this in sports, particularly when sports wagering is now part of the mix. So if you are Adam Silver, and yes, he released a statement saying the integrity of the game is paramount. I don't know exactly what he needs to implement here, but whatever it is, it needs to be stringent, it needs to be punitive, and they need to make sure that whatever devices or whatever protocols they're using to make sure this doesn't happen, to make sure that they are casting a watchful eye over the players and coaches in this league. You got to double down on that or reevaluate everything, because things like this can destroy a league and kill its integrity for years and years, and the NBA and no sport needs this.
Well, what's also like kind of damning for the NBA is, didn't the NBA do their own investigation of like Terry Rozier? And they're like, no, nothing to see here. Then the FBI is like, we think there is something to see here. So I think from now on out, when like the NBA does its own investigation of things, people will have their questions, and for good reason.
Yes. Already people have questions. You know, and of course, I'm sure you saw this on X, where people have come up with clips that they found over the years, maybe the past couple seasons, of Blazers players playing the worst basketball you've ever seen. Like, you just turn and just pass it to the other team, or a guy drives to the basket, throws it over the backboard. You're like, that doesn't seem like an NBA play. And then you see it now, and you're like, was there something on the line? Were you making sure that you hit the under so that you and your friends could profit? I mean, all these are allegations and speculation, but when something like this comes out, of course you question it. Of course you wonder, is what I'm watching real? Is it pure? Is it honest? Is it authentic? Or is there something going on that I don't know about? You never want that to be a part of the viewing experience or have your fans and your audience question the integrity of what you're doing, but now it's going to be a real thing.
I know. And I will say, like, it's easier for them to catch it, because when you see an influx of money on one player's under, especially when it's like a random game, you know, like, obviously they know. It's just we aren't privy to that information. So, like, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So I don't know what Adam Silver does from this. Like, I have seen, like, a couple suggestions thrown out. Like, some people are saying that we shouldn't have player props altogether. Some people are saying there should not be under bets where you can only bet on the over, which I suppose that makes sense, because it's harder to manipulate that. And it's like, okay, if you're trying to win,
right?
But then it's like, okay, you know, it goes both directions where it's like, hey, one player's like, hey, can you let me get a few rebounds? Like, I don't know. It just feels like a very slippery slope to where, like, I don't know where you draw the line. I don't know if it, you know, bleeds over to what we as people who are not playing in the NBA get to bet on, because that's the thing. It is a very different line. When we are talking about, people are like, well, what do you expect when there's 1,000 gambling commercials? But it was still against the rules for these players to do it. Like, obviously, right, that is something very different, wanting the general public to bet on games and players to bet on games. Like, do that's, we not see that difference?
It's a huge jump is what it is.
Right.
It's a huge jump. So, yes, it might be allowed by the general public. That doesn't automatically mean, okay, the players are going to start doing it. They know it's illegal. It's illegal to bet on the NBA if you're an NBA player, just like those rules are synonymous or in line with other pro sports. But, yeah, it's too much of a jump to make to say, oh, this is because the public is betting. Because these were legal bets. And here's the thing. If the public is not betting, it's still going to be illegal just like it is now. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. Betting is going to exist. Betting has always existed. Now it's more accessible to fans and accessible in different states. But gambling has been a part of sports culture forever. There was just only a handful of places you could do it. So the idea that, oh, it's just because of the proliferation of sports wagering, I don't think necessarily is true.
Well, and it's just, it feels more prevalent now just because we're actually catching these guys.
Right.
Right? So when it's easier to catch, people are like, oh, it's happening more. No, we're just catching these people. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you can't pin what Chauncey Billups is doing with the mafia.
Right.
Back to, well, you shouldn't have done that promo for $5, get you $100 in free bets. Like, that has nothing to do with, like, this Ocean's 11 type scandal that right. Chauncey Billups is involved in.
Exactly. Like, this is definitely a Hollywood movie. Will they make it campy? You know? He goes from above ground on the hardwood to underground on the poker scene. Ocean's 20, starring Chauncey Billups. The sports gambling investigation called Operation Nothing But Net.
Oh,
the
my
poker
gosh.
Investigation called Operation royal flush. So I got a chuckle out of that. I mean, you guys, come on. Really leaning into the basketball puns and the poker puns here. But
oh,
it worked.
They're having a great time with us. Like, this was the quote from the New York City police commissioner who said this about Terry Rozier. He said, or she said, as the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity. Dun, dun. It looks like it should be a Law and Order.
Dude, these guys. What's a good one to come up with? You know, I've seen Terry Rozier play, and he's pretty good, but I guess he wasn't expecting the full court press. There you go. It's the FBI. But, this investigation is ongoing. It's ongoing. Like, it's not over yet. So, like, this is just past, the 24-hour period now that we're getting where these charges are starting to come out. So, it's not over yet. And these are some serious charges. We're talking about RICO indictments. We're talking about members of the mafia being indicted along with the people who are part of this illicit gambling. And it's crazy that the NBA cleared Terry Rozier. To his credit, at least, I want to put this out there. His lawyer says, look, he's not innocent. He's not a gambler. So we look forward to his day in court. He is denying all those charges. Rozier and Billups obviously have been placed on leave as well. Coming up next on the show, it's Football Friday. So it is time to pick six. And we'll do that next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner, in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up on the show, we've looked at all the numbers. Now we'll lock in our favorite plays in the gridiron as we pick six. I got an email yesterday from BetMGM regarding NASCAR odds. When is the last time that you watched a NASCAR race? I can't even remember. Isn't Jake, your husband, isn't he a huge NASCAR fan? Because I haven't watched one in years.
Well, he used to be. He really liked Dale Jr., but it has been many moons since Dale Jr. was racing in NASCAR. So I don't even know who the stars are now. Like, that's not a good sign. When you're not following a sport and you can't even, like, name the main drivers, like, is it still, like, let me take a stab in the dark. Joey Logano, does he still race?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I'm not even sure. Like, maybe?
Absolutely.
Like, I couldn't even tell you what he looked like, though. Like, if he walked past me at, like, a Target, I wouldn't even know it's him. So I don't know if it's like due to marketing or what. It just feels like NASCAR has lost a lot of their star power.
Yeah. How's Richard Petty? Is he still on the track? No.
The Intimidator. Oh, that's Dale Earnhardt?
That's Dale Earnhardt.
What's
Senior? That's all right.
What's Richard? He has a nickname too, right? What's his nickname?
The King. Greatest. The King. King Richard, 200 NASCAR wins. Still kicking it, man. The old STP 43 car. That's what I remember when I was growing up. Still around. King!
I feel like Richard Petty looks like somebody who smokes like a pack of cigarettes a day. Like, his face just has that look to it. Like, I feel like he smokes cigarettes.
Also, he's been around for a long time. How old is Richard Petty? He's got to be pushing 90. Someone
looked
that
up. He's 88.
Okay. Yeah, right there. And he probably smoked back in the
day.
You know, you went to NASCAR
race. Even
when
he was like 40, he looked like that.
That's true. He's always kind of had that look to him. That's a king right there. You don't mess with a king. You also don't mess with BetMGM when it comes to promotions. How about this Pro Football No Sweat token? You can get in the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token, getting your state back in bonus bets if you don't win. Well, that was I'm glad we got everyone up to date on NASCAR with the very latest news and insights so you can win your bets this weekend. Hey, the Intimidator, wasn't that right? Oh, no.
Nailed
Richard Petty smoke. He used to smoke, right? Like, all of the pertinent information you need to make NASCAR bets.
Razor sharp. That's fine.
Well, it's a Friday, and it's the only time when a pick six is a good thing.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. I'm actually grabbing points with South Carolina. South Carolina plus 11.5 is the play. Opened South Carolina plus 12.5 against Bama. They're playing in Columbia. Now, I know, you got to bear with me here. The Gamecocks, it's been a disappointing season for them. They've lost four straight. But I feel like this is a bad spot for Alabama to cover this number because of their schedule. They have already played Georgia, Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee. They have to be worn out, and this is the break that they need before they get back on the real SEC schedule, the tough part of their SEC schedule, which continues, which is against LSU and Oklahoma as well. I hope they crush Oklahoma. I need this. Texas has been so bad this year. I just need Alabama to crush Oklahoma when they play. But before that, this is that letdown spot right before Oklahoma gets, or before South Carolina gets right back into the meat of what they do. So this game is on the road, money headed the right way. I know it's not a sexy pick, but let's go South Carolina plus 11.5 hosting Alabama. I feel like this is a touchdown win for the Crimson Tide instead of getting into double digits. Go Cox!
I knew that was coming. Yeah, I was hoping I didn't have to say it, so I appreciate you, Jax, for doing that for me. If you want to watch it, it's an SEC battle in Columbia starting at 3:30 Eastern.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so here is the public dog of the week that I will probably be playing. I know it sounds square and the line has gone the other direction, but I'm going to go with the Niners getting 2.5 at the Texans. For me, it just feels like the Texans are getting credit for blowing out some bad teams, and it just feels like an offense that has trouble scoring 20 points. We have seen C.J. Stroud so far this season. He has had trouble eclipsing 250 passing yards in any game this year. And you go against a Niners team that has been good in the spot when catching points. In each of the last three games, the Niners have been underdogs. They are 2-1 straight up in that. And I think it speaks volumes to what Kyle Shanahan can do as a head coach. And don't look now. McCaffrey looks like he has reached peak McCaffrey. Last game, rushed for 129 yards on 24 carries against the Falcons. I understand that the Texans are a good defense on paper, But still, if you're giving me points with the Niners, a team that has shown some resiliency this year with all the injuries, I'm going to take it. I am just not a believer in the Texans. So let's go Niners as dogs. Get in the 2.5 in Houston.
I like this quite a bit, actually. I was looking at this game earlier. Niners getting points? That doesn't make any sense to me. C.J. Stroud has been sacked 18 times this season. They cannot keep him upright, so I am with you on that, Chelsea. Let's go Niners and the Texans this weekend at 4 o'clock.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Missouri at Vandy. We're going to go over 51.5. Let the Diego Pavia for Heisman train begin. You can still get him at 9-1. That is great value. Being mentored by Johnny Football. Don't know how I feel about the off-the-field stuff, but there's no question on the field. They play in very similar ways, which is when a play breaks down, you have a hard time bringing Pavia down, and he's going to find a way to make a play on fourth down or otherwise. Vandy can move the ball. That offensive line might be the best offensive line in the country. It's easily the most physical. Dudes just bowling over opposing defenders. It is a blast to watch. Also, Vandy can run the ball. Fourth in college football in rush EPA. However, if you flip it, Vandy is not good defensively. They're one of the worst teams in the conference at stopping the run. They allow a ton of explosive plays. So they'll move the ball. They'll also give up a lot of points, and that's where the Tigers come in because Bo Pribula, the transfer from Penn State, can sling it. We saw that a couple weeks ago against Bama, when Missouri was in that game until the end. Didn't look good last week against Auburn, but Vandy can be had with the big play, and that's where the Tigers can also put up points in this game. I think we see a ton of those points this weekend. Totals come down a touch, so we're going against the money here. I think it's the wrong side. I'm going over 51 and a hook, right there where you live, Chelsea, in Nashville.
Hell yeah, College Game Day is going to be here this week.
Yeah.
51.5 seems like a low total for a college game, because that's the thing in college. Like, we see explosive plays all the time, and especially with Vandy, when they have such good blocking up front, that offensive line, and we know that Diego Pavia can absolutely get loose at any moment. So I like that one as well. If you want to watch it, it is a 3:30 Eastern kick right here in the Music City.
Pick six.
All right, so speaking of low numbers, this one seems low to me between the Jets and the Bengals. Total in this one sits at 44, and I'm pretty sure we all saw what the offense for the Bengals can look like when Joe Flacco is slinging it. So maybe he's not going to throw the ball 47 times like he did last time around against the Steelers, but I still think this Bengals offense is fully capable of putting up a big number. And we have seen games with the Jets when they face decent offenses go over the totals. Like, you look at the first game of the year, Steelers-Jets, 34-32. The Bills put up a 30 spot on the Jets defense. The Bucks scored 29. The Cowboys scored 37. I understand the last two games have been really low scoring, and I think that's why we get a low number for the Jets here. But still, I think both these teams can put up some points because we haven't even talked about the Bengals' defense. Like, as fun as a story as it has been talking about Joe Flacco, the defense still gave up 31 points last week, and the Bengals' defense has not been good in the last 2 years. So it just feels like one of those games where this is too low of a total. I did check the weather. It's going to be a little cold in Cincinnati, but no forecast for wind, which is usually the deciding factor when it comes to totals. So we're going to hit the over 44 between the Jets and the Bengals.
All right, let's do that. I kind of like the Bengals in this game as well. Am I wrong there? I mean, does it seem like too big of a number? I just feel like that the Jets are so bad and the Bengals have the Joe Flacco factor. I just think it's such a fun story. Maybe I'm leaning into that too much, but I think that's probably where I would go. I mean, it's at 6.5 now. Would you even look at that, Chelsea, before we move on?
I think I would look at it, but the sabotage factor is going to be the defense for the Bengals because it has not been a good defense all season long. And I do think when you have a passing offense that can score in a hurry, like, sometimes it just gives more time for the other team. But again, like, do I really want to trust the Jets offense? Like, that's the sabotage factor for the over, is that the Jets offense has scored a total of 17 points over the last two games. But one of those matchups was against a really good Broncos defense. And I just don't feel that way about the Bengals defense. I think we see some points.
Regardless, whatever bet you want to make, you can check it out 1 o'clock on Sunday in Cincinnati.
Pick six. Pick six.
This is going to be the saddest play in the game. My Longhorns at Mississippi State. I'm taking the Dogs plus 7.5. Do yourself a favor. Do not watch the Texas offense. Before we talk about that, can we go back in time? You guys remember, it was just a couple months ago. I was booking hotel rooms in Miami. Ah, yeah, I can see it now. Texas playing for the national title. And I've got a room not far from the stadium. Got a good deal. Arch Manning, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. We're going to win a natty. Instead, Arch has been, been okay. The Texas offensive line, straight garbage. Texas can't run. They can't pass. All the onus is on Arch to move the offense, and he can't do it because he's not supposed to be playing hero ball. Sark, you're supposed to help him out with play calling and running the football, and Texas can't do any of those things. Defensively, Longhorns, one of the best in the country. That is what will keep them in this game. But they should not be laying 7.5 points to anyone. I know Mississippi State is not playing well. I get that. But this game is on the road in Stark Vegas. We saw what happened last week in Kentucky. The Longhorns needed overtime in Lexington to win by a field goal. Barely won that game. I wish I were higher on the Longhorns. I hope they cover this number. If they do, I'll be happy to lose this bet. But I just cannot do it. Double D sees it. I see it. We all see it. Mississippi State.
Sad.
Plus 7.5. Hosting the once mighty Texas Longhorns, number 22, and holding on, Chelsea.
We got to find another hobby because it's been tough times in the kingdom for our teams.
Yes. Like,
the Commanders are what? Double digit dogs against the Chiefs this week? I will say at least Texas is favored to win the game outright. The Titans are 14 point dogs against the Colts. So maybe we need to go to the pumpkin patch or something. Try to get our mind off our teams. Or hell, maybe we just jump on the bandwagon for another team. Maybe we'll just do that. If you want to watch Texas and Mississippi State, a 4:15 kick in Starkville.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so this one makes me a little nervous because I do think the Steelers are maybe not quite as good as their record reflects. But there is a stat in the Steelers and Packers game that I just can't get over. And we have known this as a trend in the betting space for quite some time now. And that is head coach Mike Tomlin against the number as a home underdog. One of the best records we've seen for a head coach, going 21-7-3 against the number since 2007 as a home underdog. In fact, as an underdog, Mike Tomlin has a winning record straight up. So I'm not saying that we need an outright win for the Steelers here against the Packers, but you know Aaron Rodgers is going to be super motivated for this one. I don't care what he says to the media. Like, he definitely wants to have a great game against the Packers. So I think the Steelers can keep it close. The trends agree with me here. So let's go Steelers getting the 3 against the Packers.
I totally agree with you. When I saw that and Aaron Rodgers was like, oh, it's just another game, you know, I'm happy to play him. I was like, okay. I mean, I get it. You got to say the right thing to the media. I mean, you don't have to. And he normally says whatever's on his mind. But I don't buy the idea that it's just another game when he's talking about I'm going to retire there or I want to retire with my jersey being hung at Lambeau Field. You know, I care about them. And I'm sure he does. But he would also like to stick it to them one more time. So oh, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, right? He has to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. I'm with you. Steelers plus 3. Let's go. Coming up next on the show. Oh, we're not done yet. It's a Saturday Junior. That's for you, Dylan. We got our best bets and the Dogster coming your way. Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Of our best bets for you. So I always miss out on the commercial break talk because I'm at the bladder of a small child. I'm always in the bathroom. What were you guys talking about? Nostalgic toys?
So me and my husband stumbled down the rabbit hole of like 90s toys commercials.
Oh.
Because like there was the whole experience of like Saturday morning when you're watching cartoons and all of the commercials are for toys. It's just like Nirvana as a child. So like the one that we were thinking of was Creepy Crawlers. And Jenks, you were probably too old in this, you know, stage. I think you were about like 45, in the 80s.
So, that's about right.
I don't know if you remember these, but you would have this like mold and you would put this like liquid and you would make these like worms and bugs that were like kind of jiggly. And so we watched like a supercut of all these like 90s commercials for kids. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to me the portrayal of adults. Like, I have noticed this in, like, kids' movies as well, is that, like, adults are the worst, and, like, you always want to scare them. So, like, the Creepy Crawlers was, like, you put, like, the worm on this old lady's face, and she's just like, and it's like you're sneaking up on your parents. So, I don't know why parents were so villainized back then, but every single commercial was like, sneak up on your parents and prank them. It's like, they didn't deserve that.
They didn't. And give your parent a heart attack. Also, did you have a favorite? What was your favorite toy when you were a kid?
Oh, I was a horse girl. I did not play with dolls.
You had a real life horse?
I had a real horse, but I also had like the model horses, which was not a cheap hobby. They're called briar horses. I know this is very in the weeds, but they were like $40 a pop, and they were like collector editions, and they were very realistic, like, you know, models of horses that were like, you know, the same size as like what Barbie would ride.
Sure.
But I liked animals. I was not like a people person.
Okay. For a second, I was like, I didn't have toys. I had real life horses. And I know you did, but it's like, I didn't bother with toys. It was just real life horses for me. And I would walk into the back and play with my horses. And those are my toys. What were these horses called again? These $40 toys?
Briar horses.
Briar
horses. And they still
exist. Okay.
And I think I could probably sell them if I wanted to, but like, who wants to do that? Like, no, they belong in my mom's basement where nobody's ever going to touch them.
That's right. And they'll never be played with again. But that's where I want them to be. I don't want anyone else to touch them. You know, it was big when I was a kid.
They're
Transformers.
Mine.
They're mine.
Ooh.
Oh, man. When they first came out, and I loved Soundwave because, of course, I always loved the media, and Soundwave was a cassette player, right? And so I was like, wait a second. This is a cassette player that's a Transformer? And then he opens up, and he's a box, or he's a bot, and then his cassette case opens up, and the cassette itself opens up, and it's like this bird pterodactyl-type creature that's also a Transformer? Oh, my God. I remember when that came out, and I saved up so I could buy it. It was so exciting at the time. And, of course, now I'm like, you know, I'm not going to go out and buy a Transformer. Oh, maybe I will. Who knows?
Yeah, you should have a midlife crisis and do, like, weird things like that. The other toys I, like, specifically remember is that, like, I was a little sister, so I play with, like, a lot of things with my brother. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was big. Okay. And then the wrestling figurines.
Yes.
Where I always had to be Billy the Steamboat, which I don't even... Do people even talk about him?
Ricky the Dragon?
I feel like he's not even a big name.
Did you say Billy the Steamboat? Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He was a great wrestler back in the day.
Oh, was he? Because, like, I got second choice. Like, my brother always got first choice. Like, when we played, what was it, like, MLB Home Run Derby, he got to be Ken Griffey Jr., and I was Julio Franco. I was like, you mean the guy that's 50? That's who I have to be? Like, yeah, you're the little sister. Suck it. And I was like, all right, well, fair.
Ricky Steamboat was awesome. In fact, I was watching a documentary with Ric Flair, and they asked Ric Flair, who was always your toughest opponent? You know, someone who always brought the energy and was always such a great fight. And he was like, Ricky Steamboat. Ricky Steamboat was the best. Or as you'd like to say, old Steamboat Willie. He'd come in with his corn pipe and his overalls. You're in for it today.
See, I didn't know anything about him. Like, because I didn't watch wrestling. But, like, that's the only way that you had somebody to play with, is that, like, if you played with a sibling. So I played a lot of things that I didn't really want to play, including Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who are making a comeback.
Okay, well, I can't argue against that. Those guys are classics. Let's get a couple classics on the card, as in some winning bets.
Time to place your bets.
Chelsea, you've had a great week. Let's keep it going.
Ah, yes. Let's stick with the classics here and go with Giants receiver Wandale Robinson. And I know you're saying, Chelsea, this is a normal departure for you, going away from, like, the A-listers of the receiving game. But listen, Wandale Robinson has been putting up A-list numbers over his last two games. 95 receiving yards against Denver, where he had 12 targets from Jackson Dart, 84 receiving yards against the Eagles last time around, who, oh, by the way, the Giants are playing them again this week. So the handicap for me in taking the over 51.5 receiving yards for Wandale Robinson is that sometimes these are based on season averages. And so when you have a quarterback change where one quarterback really likes throwing to this receiver, you can get some value on the over here, because you look at the earlier games in the season and Wandale Robinson was getting thrown the ball by Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson didn't target him that much, but it's not the case with Jackson Dart. Like I said, 12 targets for Wandale Robinson last week against Denver. And plus, you look at Philly on the whole for the matchup here. Philly is giving up the fourth most receiving yards to opposing wide receivers of any team in the NFL. So 51.5 seems like a low number for Wandale Robinson. Let's hit the over for -110.
Let's do it. I'm going to go back to baseball. I really haven't liked a lot of my bets this week. Sometimes I just have weeks where I'm not really crazy about this, which is why it hasn't been a best week for me. But let's keep her going. Dodgers, moneyline, -150. Visiting the Blue Jays tonight. I just love Blake Snell on the mound and what he has done in the postseason. 14 consecutive scoreless innings, only 2 runs in his last 21. I was a little worried earlier in the playoffs because, looking back at his season splits, like at home, he's almost untouchable, 1.17 ERA. On the road, he has struggled, but man, that is not the case in the playoffs. This is why the Dodgers signed him to that massive deal during the offseason. He has been lights out. And yes, Trey Yesavage going for Toronto has lights out stuff as well. That splitter is unbelievable, but he's a young guy, and he is not on the level of a Blake Snell. I might have gone with the Blue Jays at plus money a few days ago because of the momentum that they had in that Game 7 win against the Mariners. But because of the break between that Game 7 in the ALCS and Game 1 of the World Series, I think that momentum has come to a halt. The Dodgers are playing their best baseball of the season, hitting on all cylinders. I think this is a good price on the Dodgers, which are normally overvalued. I don't think so tonight. LA on the money line, minus 150 is the play.
I feel like it's very easy to make a case for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a lot tougher to make the case for the Blue Jays. Like, there is a case to be made, and it is baseball, and I do think that this is not a sweep by the Dodgers, but in Game 1, the fact that Blake Snell is pitching better than he has even in the seasons in which he won Cy Youngs, like, that says something.
Exactly.
So that's a hard pitcher to go against. So I would be with you there. Jenks, are you going with any other bets? Are you playing the first five under in this one?
I am not, but I do have a buddy here who has a bet, and his name is the Donkster.
I'm going all in.
What are you talking about?
A little birdie just told me this guy at the poker table is bluffing.
Oh, a little birdie, huh?
That's right. He's distracted. He's been talking to my friend Chauncey all game long.
Okay. Well, I don't want to know about that. Do you have a bet?
I do. Dodgers, run line, plus 115 at the Blue Jays.
Okay. Good job. I want to say one thing before we go. What's up next on Bet Sweats? Fun. Joe O, Sammy P. So, we've been doing this show for 4.5 years almost, and a guy that joined us not at the beginning is Dylan Mitchell. Dylan is our production guru. And so whenever we stream and you're watching this show and you see the amazing graphics and the pictures that are put up, some of them are hilarious, some of them are always on point, it's Dylan doing that great work. He is going on paternity leave because he has a beautiful baby girl, he has a wonderful family, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet, and has been a massive and important and just warm addition to this show. So, Dylan, we are going to miss you. Oh, look at this. Bring him in. We got to bring him in. He's here with his baby girl right now. Look at this.
Yes, this is Stephanie. This is who I'm going on break for. So, yes, if you want to say hi to everybody out there, Steffi girl, say I'm dragging Dad away. He needs some time with me. But I appreciate all of you so much. You're all amazing people.
Thank you, buddy. Look at that. Well, you deserve the time off.
I want to boop the nose.
I'm just like, can we just end the show and just boop her and be like, have a boop. Have a great time. Boop. We were just talking about toys. Awesome, man. You're a great dad, beautiful family. We're really happy for you. That's a good way to end the show on a Friday. How about that?
We need to do a power rankings of all the like funny graphics that he has created.
Oh, yeah.
Runline Jenkins and the best quads I've ever seen on a man.
Yeah.
We've got Jenks Tough that has multiple iterations. There we go.
It's not
Glenn Powell. It is Michael Jenkins driving a Dodge Ram because he's Jenks Tough.
God.
So there's been some good ones, courtesy of Dylan.
Yeah, the best part is the kids in the back seat.
There's the quads right there.
These are all his creations. My favorite thing is just the black bear randomly sitting between the kids in the back seat. It's all safe. Don't worry. Just carrying around a bear here. Well, you know what that music means? We're out of time. Dylan, we're going to miss you. Stephanie, thanks for coming on camera. Your camera debut here on national radio. We're out of time for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, D-Day, Dylan, Double D, the Donkster, Stephanie, I'm Michael Jenkins. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.